You know those historic metal plaques that set along West Virginia roadways and describe historic events or stories behind towns and communities? Imagine that same idea, but in a digital version. A history professor at Marshall University, with the help of Huntington Software Company, created a mobile app and website called Cleo to provide a guide to historic sites and stories throughout the Mountain State and the U.S. As Molly Bourne reports, Cleo was recently honored by the National Humanities Alliance in Washington, D.C.
Let's say you pull into Williamson, West Virginia. That's where I live. And you stumble upon the Tug Valley Chamber of Commerce. It's a huge black building in downtown, also known as the Coal House, because it's made, you guessed it, of coal. The idea is, if you actually have cell service down here, you'll call up this app on your phone. When I stand in front of the Coal House, this is what I hear.
One of the region's most unique landmarks, the house that Cole built is now a local history museum with exhibits that feature local artifacts.
This voice is from Cleo, a free history guide app and website named after the Greek muse of history.
The museum experience is what I'm trying to create.
That's David Trowbridge, a history professor at Marshall University, who created the app and website.
I'm trying to create the Digital Museum of America, this platform where you can go explore a town as if it was a museum, as if the physical place became a museum, where every building, landmark, historical marker, place where something happened is an artifact, just waiting for you to explore it.
Trowbridge is so passionate about this project, he started it 5 years ago with $10,000 of his own money. Cleo is location-based and now includes more than 30,000 original historical notes from sites across the country. The Discover function calls up nearby landmarks and their distance away. Its contributors are crowdsourced and verified, often from local libraries or historical societies. There are also 370 walking tours, 18 in West Virginia. Trowbridge specializes in African-American history, and he created one tour in Huntington that celebrates the achievements of Black residents and recalls their struggles there. But what sets this app apart from Google or Wikipedia?
You can Google things, but you can't Google what you don't know you're looking for. You can't Google search, oh, that monument I passed. This is sort of a search engine when you don't know what you're searching for, which brings back that magic and joy of discovery.
Plus, he says, the contributors are often locals themselves. Last week, Cleo was among the education humanities projects that received national honors. The National Humanities Alliance in Washington, D.C. just launched Humanities for All, a database of more than 1,400 higher ed humanities projects during the past decade. Cleo was one of 51 innovative projects that the Alliance profiled. Daniel Fisher is the Humanities for All project director.
It's enriching life in the university and in the community, and so including Cleo was a very easy choice. It's a marvelous project and a wonderful gift from David Trowbridge and Marshall to the country.
The app was designed by Strictly Business, a Huntington software company. It's free to users, but costs Trowbridge a few thousand dollars a month to maintain, and it's supported by foundations and donations. Cleo's content is stronger in Huntington, Charleston, and other cities than down here in the southern coalfields. But through a matching grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Trowbridge plans to hire Marshall students to conduct research throughout West Virginia to add more sites to the app. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Williamson.